This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.
Hi, Agent Planet here, your town planning superhero. You may have noticed that the world around us is always changing, from changes in the world's climate and in the way we learn and work.
Your video lesson is about to begin.
To changes in how we live in our communities.
Mind the gap.
Just think of all the things you've had to change this year to limit the spread of diseases like COVID-19. Change can be scary, but here's something amazing. Change gives us the chance to use our imaginations to think about things in new ways and make the world around us a better place. That's why earlier this year I set you a challenge for change. I asked you to tell me what you think we could plan to create better towns and communities, and to think about the environment and how we use our streets and parks, as well as the ways we learn, work, and communicate. Well, hundreds of you sent me your thoughts, and thank you all very much. Anna and I have been through them, and we've selected our favourites, which we would like to share with you. First off, Abigail's entry about permeable pavements.
My local high street is prone to flooding, and the pavements are cracked and hazardous. I would replace them with permeable pavements and plant a row of trees on either side of the street to absorb and slow the flow of water that often overwhelms the drains. I would convert empty and derelict shops into homeless shelters because we have one of the highest rates of homelessness in our region. Also, I'd create more community shop projects, a book swap shop and social clubs for youths and seniors to promote inclusivity. To help the housing crisis, I'd build blocks of light-coloured flats on brownfield sites. They could use solar panels for energy and have green walls. Heat could be recovered from the local brewery and delivered to buildings through underground insulated pipes. Businesses and schools would encourage walking and cycling through cheap rentals, safer cycle paths, and priority at lights. Schools would teach pupils lessons about sustainable living, so they can lead more environmentally conscious lives.
They all sound like great ideas to me. Now let's hear Clive's smelly idea for a better future.
We should collect farts from humans and animals in jars and find a way of using the gases to power our homes the same way as we use British gas. It might be a bit smelly, though. We might be able to use it to fuel cars. It's all natural and free. We could make toilet rolls in a way that you could only use 3 pieces when you do a poo, so that not so much is used and saves the environment. We shouldn't throw plastic in the sea because of the fish. People should pay if they don't recycle, so that it makes them want to. Old clothes should be given free to poor people who haven't got any. Every house should have a garden with grass and flowers so that the air gets better, and people should stop smoking because that makes the air bad. If people go the same way when travelling, they should be given free fuel for the trip, depending on how many people are in the car. If it's a full car, then they should have a full tank, and if half the car is full, then only half fuel.
There were some amazing ideas in that one. Now let's hear about Max's Eco Bubble Town.
Max's Eco Bubble Town. The town centre is the heart of the community, with schools, small shops, a park, and places to meet. Housing bubbles are clusters of 2 or 3 storehouses sharing a playground, small garden and a greenhouse roof. There's bikeways, roads for bikes and solar or electric cars within the town. And outside of the town, there's big superstores, farms and parking for cars.
Wow! There was loads of good ideas to think about in there. Next, let's hear what Fatima's entry is about.
Trees have many branches but all form to make a tree. There are many tones, size of the leaves, but they form part of the same tree. When the wind blows, the whole tree is affected, but the movement of the branches move forward and the strong roots to help absorb the force of the wind. The tree represents a diverse society. We are different, but we are all humans. We need to stand tall together like the tree. When the wind blows, the whole tree is affected. The wind represents COVID-19, racism, and the troubles we face as humanity. We must sway in harmony, standing defiantly against these forces. We need to stop judging each other, and instead, we need to help each other out.
That was very creative. What a lovely way to describe our society. Next up, we have Najira's idea about sustainable items.
Inevitably, humans are going to meet the detrimental consequence of the extensive defacement of the Earth. Although this is going to be arduous and laborious, with communities' cooperation, we can do this. In the production of all items, we must ensure they are created sustainably so that we will not exhaust of the limited materials we have and cause the least damage possible. If an item cannot be produced that way, it should be discontinued unless it's necessary for living. Fair Trade and The Body Shop are two brands which are already acting, presenting daily foods and skincare or beauty products the non-harmful way. Additionally, recycling and reusing items will make them last longer and allow them to be reproduced continuously. Walking or cycling is an eco-friendly, healthy way to transport yourself. Public transport for longer, faster journeys are all better options than cars. They produce an abundance of CO for only 7 people maximum. We must attempt to reuse rainwater, sunlight, winds, etc. For example, windmills or solar panels, as much as possible for renewable energy. By choosing better options, everyone must take part to rehabilitate our only planet before it's too late.
Now let's hear Madia's entry about the importance of trees.
I think that in our world, people are making too many buildings. I mean, like they're cutting down trees and replacing them with buildings instead. There are also buildings on top of parks. Since we need trees to give us oxygen, we need to convince people to stop cutting down the trees and stop building buildings on public parkland. I also think that people should really stop idling their engines, because not only does it harm the environment, but it also harms children's lungs. And if they have children, they'd do anything to keep them safe. To help stop idling, I think we should make bigger and more signs and do a podcast about it. To help our community and to stop air pollution, we should take care of which stuff we use and what we do with it after we've used it. I also think we should try to upgrade our security system if it already hasn't been upgraded. I want other kids to have a better education and better security systems, so that's why I want to win money for my school. Thank you.
Now let's hear Radoshi's entry.
From my perspective, I think we should change the environment by recycling the things that we may not need anymore. We should also use environmentally clothes from now on. Although that may be hard, since most people like using animals' skins' clothes, we should still try. It's important to protect wildlife and species which could go extinct due to us humans. I also think schools should have a day where they take care of the environment that we live in and help farmers with plants. An important change that needs to be taken is that there should be less roads that allow cars to drive through. This will have a huge impact, not only in our community, but also in our daily life, because we would walk more. As well as changing our environment, we also need to change how we live. We should try and avoid screen time as much as possible, and schools should use less technology devices. They could use whiteboards instead of screen boards. A lot of money can be saved from just not being on the internet, and that money can be used to make our environment more green and eco-friendly.
Next, let's hear about Isabella's idea.
Plant lots of bushes and put bird tables and honeybee hives on all the flat roofs. Only have one car for every family and give everyone scooters and bikes. Have a growing space in all the parks with free fruit and veg for hungry families.
I love the idea of having tasty fruit and vegetables available to those who really need it. Now let's hear what Muhammad's entry is.
Life is an unknown surprise, but if we get together, it can become a bright day. We will start to go out and meet loved ones. Go on holiday and go back to school. I have made it a rainbow theme, as at the end of the rainbow, there's always a surprise waiting, and there is always light at the end of the tunnel. We will all unite and stand together, no matter what your gender or colour. At the end of the day, we are human beings going through the same thing. Achievement has no colour. We all need to abide by the government's laws to play our part. We will beat COVID-19. We are stronger together.
Great stuff, and very poetic. Now we're going to hear Alba's thoughts.
In large towns and cities, it may be hard to include wildlife and greenery. Luckily, Stanley Hart White and Patrick Blanc enabled green spaces to become some of the most iconic environmental features in cities which take up no space. Using green walls is great for the environment and people's well-being, which, in my opinion, are some of the most important things in life. Green walls purify the air around them and convert CO2 into oxygen. Another impressive thing about green walls is that 50% of sunlight is absorbed and 30% is reflected, which helps create a cooler, more pleasant environment, which also means that 33% less air conditioning is needed, which means that green walls are saving energy. By putting a green wall in a hospital, it offers a powerful healing environment. It's proven that greenery encourages faster recovery for patients, resulting in shorter hospital stays. Green walls also reduce stress and can result in a 15% increase in productivity, which is a huge benefit for workplaces. I think this is essential in cities, and it can just boost people's happiness and confidence by seeing greenery instead of dull, grey buildings.
Green walls sound like an amazing idea. Next up, we have Vedantica's entry about a treehouse summer school.
Imagination inspired by nature has helped to build this treehouse summer school. The school is so close to nature, with wooden slides, swings and dry leaves pit for children in the neighbourhood. It can help children to enjoy their learning in many ways. They can learn about biodiversity. A drinking water well also teaches them to maintain cleanliness and hygiene for good health. It may help them learn about force too. A fruit garden can be nurtured for afternoon snacks for children in their summer school.
I like the sound of a tasty afternoon snack from the fruit garden. And last but not least, let's hear about Aurora's dream town.
In my eco-friendly town called Dreamtown, there are recycling bins everywhere so we can reuse our wastes. Most of the whole town is covered in green grass and healthy trees. Instead of cars for transport, they would use trams to prevent air pollution. For electricity, they would have wind turbines and solar panels to help save the environment. Also, there would be local markets to stop unnecessary travel and preventing plastic usage, as most would be homemade and local produce. Finally, animals will be roaming freely to respect nature, and so we can share our world with them.
Well done to all of you. There were loads of amazing ideas to think about in all of those entries. Now, if like Anna, you want to learn more about planning for the future, remember to listen to my Agent Planet series at funkidslive.com. and to visit the Royal Town Planning Institute at rtpi.org.uk to find out more about what other great things town planners can do to make a difference. Thanks again, and see you soon.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB Digital Radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.